Colleen Deacon, a former staffer for Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, has won the Democratic primary for the 24th Congressional District. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, her two opponents in the race say they're ready to offer their support to Deacon as she takes on Republican Congressman John Katko in November.
We're living in a remarkably disrespectful time. Money is running our politics. Money is hemorrhaging up to the highest income people.
Syracuse University professor Eric Kingson lost to Deacon by less than 2,000 votes. He says he's happy to hear Deacon say she wants to protect Social Security and is willing to help her beat Katko. His biggest issue with Katko is that the congressman won't formally renounce presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
It's past the line of decency. Nobody should be supporting them as politicians. John has failed. He's absolutely failed his moral responsibility as a leader, and I would have taken him to task on that.
Syracuse attorney Steve Williams came in third and says he tried to run a grassroots campaign that just did not work.
You know, I spoke with folks in D.C. and those big organizations, and I really didn't want any part of that because I wanted to be free to say what I thought was right and what was on my mind, and that's what I did throughout this campaign.
Unofficial results show that only about 8% of active registered Democrats in the 24th Congressional District voted in Tuesday's primary. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.